Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Storing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Hello, Sting the Dan. Bring us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. New video up right now. Brand spanking new video up, so check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. He's the author of Chuck versus the Business World. Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're celebrating Small Business Week. You're in the New York area. I'm in Washington, D.C., where it's all happening here. Small Business Week is Washington is ground zero for Small Business Week. And Ray, again, back to some of the things that you've been writing about that sort of shine a light on some of the issues that we should be talking about here in Small Business Week. What are some of the others?
Well, you know, before I say that, it is ironic, Jim. National Small Business Week, you're in Washington, D.C., and I'm in New York. And those two places are two of the most hostile places in this country towards small business.
that's called perverse irony.
That's right, exactly. But anyway, in terms of the policy stuff, you know, the president
the only thing more anti-small business is when the two of them get together.
That's exactly right. That's when you really got to be concerned. You're absolutely right.
That's exactly right. That's when you bring the children in and the pets.
No. Anyway, policy stuff at the federal level. You know, the president put out a release, I guess it was late last week, talking about small business. And he highlighted two issues. He highlighted one was extending the 100% expensing, you know, capital expenditures that you're able to expense it in the year that you lay those dollars out. Extend it for another year, for 100% for another year, for 2012, for this year. And then also, he called for a 10% income tax credit for firms that either create new jobs or increase wages in 2012. So those two things I looked at, I looked at those two things real quick. Now listen, extending 100% expensing is fine. It's good. But it could be better because whenever you do something temporary, there are going to be perverse effects in the marketplace. The ideal scenario is that you give every business out there the option to expense and make it permanent. So you can use the depreciation schedules or you can expense things. Give them the option, see what makes the most sense, and you make that a permanent part of the tax code. And then you'll get both short-term and long-term incentives for making those crucial investments in plant, equipment, software, all those things.
Your future tax income is going to be.
Right. And number two, the other one, the 10% income tax credit, is where it gets even more gimmicky, in my view.
Yeah.
You know, listen, if you were already planning to hire somebody, you're planning to, you know, give a raise or something like that, well, then, you know, that's fine. This will be a plus for you. But, you know, in terms of boosting additional hiring beyond that, it's hard to see that that's really going to have any kind of effect because business owners, I don't think, are going to make the long-term decision, the long-term investment in new workers based on a one-year tax credit, right? So that's where it gets more gimmicky. And again, the temporary nature of the other proposal takes away a lot of the benefits. So, you know, those are two things thrown out there. Then the president throws out a whole bunch of other stuff, that green jobs and things like that, and that's kind of the standard political rhetoric that we've heard for quite some time. We laid out an alternative. You've got to get serious. You know, if you want to get serious about helping small businesses, this is the ideal week to talk about it, the ideal week to get things moving. And then you get, you know, we put out a 7-point list. So I don't know what part you want to cover, but, you know, part of that list is stop doing the bad things that have been going on. You know, there are things in the pipeline and things that have been passed, Obamacare, tax increases, massive, personal income, capital gains, dividend, death tax increases that are scheduled to kick in at the end of this year. So those things have to stop. You know, so at the very least. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
So, at the very least.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, at the very least, you've got to stop that. And you've got to stop the massive, you've got to roll back the massive spending increase that we've seen in recent years so we can get those resources back in the productive private sector and remove, you know, the accompanying threat of more tax increases. So those are the things that you have to stop. And then you've got to look at a more positive agenda moving forward, you know, a true pro-entrepreneur, pro-growth tax and regulatory agenda, an energy agenda that's truly, you know, pro-all, you know, energy, pro-domestic development and exploration, become a global leader on trade again. All these things have to be pushed in a serious way.
Well, you know, these things are so important. But see, you're talking about things that make sense from an economic standpoint, but they don't excite politicians. So you're talking about tools. You're talking about economic improvement tools. You're not talking. Nothing you said will help a politician, and that's the problem we've got, isn't it?
Well, you know, I disagree. I am naive. Okay, but I do think that sound economic policy ultimately makes for sound politics. You know, I think you've seen, you know, they always say in every election, it's the economy, stupid, right? And they're saying it in this election. They're absolutely right. The economy's been miserable, and I would argue that the economy's been miserable because of bad public policy. And if you get good public policy, that lays the groundwork, lays the foundation for the private sector to grow.
You're asking a mechanic to do surgery, and they use different tools. And, you know, these politicians, they don't know how to use the tools you're talking about. And that's the problem we've got with Washington, D.C. We're going to take a quick break right back with Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.